In which the Gemara says we've moved from Sveik Sveika back to Sveika. The Yom Tamar has told us that Sakati Yika Sveik Sveika Savik Ba'ona Savi Baratzon Intim Siloma Baratzon Savik Yishi Yikitana Apitu Kitana Onasu Keraminim Ba'avol Yivinto. Before we get to his answer, just to understand his question, I think it would pay just to give a little background in terms of Sveik Sveika. Those of you here last year, so you learned the Klintra Sveik Sveika of the Shach. But for those who weren't here, so just to review the fact that there are basically three shitos to understand Sveik Sveika. The classic shita is that which is wrote in the Shelos HaTshuvos HaRashba in Siman Taf Aleph. That's the one that the Shach quotes in his Klintra Sveik Sveika. And that is that Sveik Sveika is basically built on the principle of Ruach.
Here we have Bedra, and here we have Isur, but even on the side of Isur, if I think that we have a possibility of Hector, so it comes out that over here we have 50% and 50%. Right? So the bottom line is that we have 75% and 25%. The bottom line is that we're moving over to a concept of Rov,
that Sveik Sveika gives us a world of Rov Heter. That's the classic approach. However, that isn't the only approach we find in the Rishonim. And we find probably the most radical approach nafka in the Ra'ah, in the Berak HaBayis, on the Torah HaBayis, towards the end of Hilchos Ta'arovas. It's in Bayis Revi'i, in Shar Sheni. It's between Duff in the classic edition, current classic edition of a Herschler, so it's between Duff in Kafdavan Amid Beis and Kafhei Amid Aleph. That the Rashba in the Torah Sabayas has his own Kuntrus Sveik Sveika, and he deals with the question as in terms of Safik Beguf, Safik Bintat Rovis, quotes the Ri, quotes the Benotam. So the Berak HaBayis says that perhaps what is pushing the Ri is the lo amrinon sveik sveika shari bidaraisa ela hecha dhasafik rishon shari bidaraisa ela nidrabanan asur kagon hadita arobis, like in the case where we had the Chatik HaRiul Iskaved, and that basically midaraisa was mutter, it was only asur drabanan to begin with. So if the first suffix is only asur drabanan to begin with, hilchah havelei suffix sheni suffix drabanan. The kol hecha the suffix that rishon mitzar midaraisa in achinami suffix sheni asur drabanan delachashi delachat sveika. I mean that in order to build a sveik sveika, all the cases of sveik sveika, says the Ra, are cases where you're starting with a suffix, we're starting with an isur drabanan. And then, in other words, after the first suffix, you're left with an isur drabanan, and the second suffix brings you to suffix drabanan lekula, and even brings our sugya in terms of ksuvos. Pesach pasuach matzati ne'eman ba'osran alav vachinan amai sveik sveikahu suffix tachtav zinsa suffix eno tachtav im dinsom ha'tachtav suffix ones suffix rasam umahadinan be'eshes Yisrael. Hachinami v'sharia, v'af algav the trace sveika lo mikoch taro, v'sasi v'lof kushihi, v'hasam nami, misafik rishon, mutarot min ha'torah. Why? Dukminan lei achazaka dehetera. That is the first suffik, which was tachtav or lo tachtav, if all we had was that suffik, so midaraisa, she should be muteret, because we have a chazaka dehetera. So the only reason she's aser is midrabanan. Once she's aser midrabanan, then we have a suffix on a suffix ratzon, then suffix drabanan lukulo. In kain kulu tre sveika bi alma b'chol duchta vade yisura drabanan hu v'lav d'oraisa v'kevan shekhen hocha gabi ishen rai l'hamino alpi v'lo aser alav, etc., etc. Leaving aside whether he's correct in terms of dealing, he goes case by case and says, this is a suffix drabanan, and this is a suffix drabanan, this is a suffix drabanan. What happened was that the Achronim picked up on this Ra'ah, and they wanted to expand it, even if the first suffix is a suffix d'oraisa, according to the classic shita of the Rambam. The acronym I'm referring to is Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Drush Lachidosh. We'll see it later on Daf Yud Gimel. The Pnei Yoshua Al Atar Suvas Daf Tesem at Aleph, and the Pnei Gadim over there in Yeridaya Simin Kuf Yud. They all say, well, we have a sheet of the Rambam. But the Rambam, in a number of places, points out that Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra itself is only Drabana. Mi D'Oraisa, Safek D'Oraisa L'Kula. It's only Yachumra Mi Drabana. And then, the moment you have a Sfeik Sfeika, so every Sfeik Sfeika is Safek D'Rabanan L'Kula. Maybe not just to turn the Sfeik, not just to say the first Safek happens to be an Ukimta of a Sfeika D'Rabanan. The moment that even if the first suffix is suffix d'oraisa, a suffix d'oraisa itself is only asur d'rabanan. And so the moment you move over to the second suffix, you're moving over to sfeika d'rabanan l'kula. Where do we find these Rambams that are being referred to? So one of them we find al atar, sort of, not so much in Hilchos Ishus, but in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in a perek that we've been going back and forth in Perek Yudches. Halacha. Was. Mm-hmm. The Rambam that I'm more familiar with are in Hilchos Tumah, but I thought there was one over here also. In Hilchos Tumas Meis. This was it. Does anyone remember where the Rambams are? Right? one in Kilayim, there were two in El Kostumah, and there was one in Yisraeliya, but I can't find any of them.
Is it famous Rebbe?
No, everyone assumes that everyone knows where the Rebbe's are. Rabbi says, "Davar Yadua, Davar Yadua, Shikol Elu Hatumos VeKayotzi Bahem, Shehein Mishum Safek, Hein Hein Shel Divrehem. Ain Tamei Min HaTorah La Mishum Tamei Tumas Vaday. Avol Kol HaSfekos, Bein VeTumos, Bein VeMacholos Asuros, Bein VeArayos VeShabbosos, Ain VeLahem Ela Divrei Sofrim." Rafa became da. Kamoshi Hibiarno of the Hilchos Yisuri Bio of the Kamar Mekomot. Okay, so that, you know, so the Rambam over here sort of gives the rule. Okay, so then, so we have then the Ravid's approach, I'm sorry, the Rashi's approach that we're dealing on the level of Rove. We have the Ra'or, who says, let's set it up as an Ukimta, where the first Safek is a Safek Rabbanon, and then build on Safek Rabbanon Lakula. And then we have the Achronim who say, well, if we're going to use the Ra'or, why have to set it up as an Ukimta of a Safek Rabbanon? Every Safek Daraisa is basically only Asa Drabanan. And so every Sveik is based on Sveik Drabanan Likula. Then there is, yes?
According to Ra, so is there no, doesn't have to be Misaftakas?
That's what comes in Misaftakas. That's a separate thing. Come to that in common days. In the third approach is that of Rav Shimon Shkaf in his Shari Yosher, where he wants to say that self called self, it's very hard to build the whole different Sveik on the Rambam Chita. That Sveika Doraisa Lachumra is only Drabanan. That's the data of the Rambam. There's a question whether Rashi may agree with the Rambam. However, most Rishonim disagree. Most Rishonim, the Rashba at the head of them, say that Sveika Doraisa Lachumra is Doraisa. So how then would we understand the concept of Sveika? So you want to say that even if Sveika Doraisa Lachumra is Midoraisa, it's not the same Iso. It's not that Safek Chelev is Chelev. It's not that Safek Truma is Truma. But rather, we have a new Iso. We have an Iso to eat Safek Chelev because you're not allowed to bring yourself into the world of Sveikot. We have an Iso of putting yourself in a situation of Sveikot. Just to give an example, the Shari Yosher doesn't bring this example, but there is in the Sefer Haredim has a mitzvah assay of Ubacharta Bachayim. What is the mitzvah assay of the Sefer Haredim Ubacharta Bachayim? Not to put yourself into a Safek D'Oraisa. Ubacharta Bachayim. Don't put yourself into a Safek D'Oraisa. So you don't have to go so far as to say it's a mitzvah assay, but you could say that Mida Oraisa, Sveika D'Oraisa is Aser, as that separate Iser of putting yourself into a Safek D'Oraisa. However, the moment you move over to a Sveika, there the Torah didn't answer. Namely, that the whole concept of Sveika D'Oraisa L'chumer, even if it's Midoraisa, is a Chiddush. And Ein L'chabalo L'chidusho. And therefore, Sveika is Aser, Sveika is Mutar. My nafkamina, if we take the approach of the Rashba, that we're building everything on Rove, or we're building everything on Sefer Drabanan Lekul. Let's just take the two main approaches. The Shari Yosher is a relatively recent approach. But if we take the two main approaches, that it's based either on previous principles we're already aware of, the principle of Achram and Lahatos, or the principle of Sefer Drabanan Lekul. So one nafkamina would be, in what realms do we say that Sveika is Mutter? is it dafka in the world of Iser v'Heter, or could we also move it over to the world of Mamonos? If it's based on Sveika Drabanam Lakula, Sveika Drabanam Lakula, that's in the world of Iser v'Heter. There's not this thing of Sveika Drabanam Lakula in the world of Mamonos, that which is a Kula for party A is a Chumra for party B. However, if we're basing ourselves on Rov, then already we know there's a world of Rov. You could have a question. What sort of rov works in mammon, etc.? We'll see that. So we'll see this in Yisushim and Tosfos on Daf Tesamad Beis, where he deals with hotzaas mammon via sveik sveika. So there, the Achronim will raise the questions of ein holchem mammon achar rov. But if we're talking about rov, we have what to talk about. Mashenkin, if we're talking about sveika drabanan lakula, there's nothing to go to do with the world of mammonos. Or let's take another realm, the realm of mitzvos asei. Can we have a sveik sveika in the world of mitzvos asei? There's a famous tshuva of the Sachet Shav, the Abi Nezer, that maybe you're allowed to use an esrog on Sukkos without checking its genealogy, without checking whether it's a pure esrog or it's a murkav. Why? Because we have a sveik sveika. Maybe this esrog is a pure esrog. And even if it's a murkav, maybe murkav is kosher. So you have a sveik sveika. So the question is, does such a sveik sveika get off the ground? So if we're dealing in the world of sveika drabanan lekula, lechora, that has nothing to do with mitzvahs asei. That's again in the world of isurim. That is sveik isurim go lekula. But if it's a din of rov, then yitachin that we can build also within the world of mitzvahs asei. The first chavas das in Siman Kufiyu, the chavas das has what he calls a base sveik, which is parallel to the shachs. Kuntras Sveik Sveika, and so he deals with this question, if we're going to be building on Sveika Drabanan Lekula, that would be meaningful in the world of Isa V'Heter, not in the world of Mitzvos, not in the world of Mamonos. Well, let's say you have a question, does that porch need a mezuzah? So I'll say, well, maybe this porch is not defined as Arba al Arba, and even if you want to say that without Arba al Arba, you should have a mezuzah, that porch doesn't have a roof. In other words, I'll pull it from here and from here, Sveik Sveika Lekula. Is there such a concept at all of Sveik Sveika Lekula in the world of Mitzvos Asei? Then we have another question, and that is in terms of that which the Rashba himself was speaking about, in terms of what if one Safek is a Safek Beguf and another Safek is a Safek Beta'arobis? I have a Safek Trefa that got mixed in with a lot of animals that are Kshirot. So I have one Safek Beguf. Maybe this animal, the Klal, is, well, in other words, maybe this isn't the animal, and even if it's the animal, maybe it's Mutter. Can I combine these two Sveikot? So if it's a question of Sveika Drabanan Lekula, why not? Who cares? In other words, whether Safek is this way, Safek is that way. The moment goes down to a level of a Drabanan, Sveika Drabanan Lekula. But if it's a question of Rov, as we saw on the board, if it's a question of Rov, I have to add Sveikot, I have to be able to combine them. Yitachin that sveikot have to be of a certain nature to lend themselves to combination. Maybe I need a sveik beguf and a sveik beguf, a sveik betarovis, a sveik betarovis. Maybe I can combine sveikot of different natures. And that already is a factor if we're talking about rov. Another nafkamina could be in terms of a sveik sveika against the chazaka. That if we're building ourselves on rov, we have a rule. Ruba b'chazaka, ruba adit. That a rov can override a chazaka. But if it's Sveika Drabanan Lekula, we have an opposite rule, that in a place of Ischazek Isura, we don't apply Sveika Drabanan Lekula. So again, the moment that we're dealing with concepts that we know, then we have to take into account the rules of Rov, limitations of Rov on one hand, and the rules of Sveika Drabanan Lekula on the other hand. Another nafkamina, again, just from an a priori perspective, off the top of our heads, does the second Sveika have to be a Sveika Ashakul? I mean, let's say the first suffix is 50-50. Can the second suffix be 75-25? If it's based on Sveika Drabanan Lekula, then we have to look at the second suffix is that which is all important. We have to see, when do we say Sveika Drabanan Lekula? Under all circumstances, only if it's 50-50. But if it's Rov, the moment you get over the top, and when you get it over 51%, you already have Rov. So who cares whether the second suffix is 75-25? Or 99-1. What it does is that it takes you from 50-50 to being 51-49. And that's all that you require, Lechara. and so okay, v'chulei v'chulei. I mean, there's a whole list of nafkaminas when you review your Yeridaya, there's a whole list of nafkaminas in terms of how you're learning Sfeik Sveika. But with this in mind, that we have different approaches to the world of Sfeik Sveika, now let's go back to Tosfos and see. Yes? As to where we'll see it over here in Tosfos to a certain degree. This Tosfos will talk about it. Yes?
Well, just the Ra'ah that he brings Aron Mora as a Raya, so that means he doesn't hold on the previous Tosfos of Lo Tricha, where he had Cheskes Aguf also. Meaning, because he was building on the fact, like, meaning Midra Raisa, she should be Mutar, as opposed to the Cheskes Heter, but he's ignoring the Cheskes Aguf.
He's
a Rishon.
Ra'ah is a Rishon. He learned, the Tosfos learned one way, he learned a different way. Again, the Ra'ah's approach is a very radical approach. No one else picks it up, except for the Achronim, who want to dress the Ra'ah in the Rambam, and then, you know, we don't necessarily set it up as Sfeika D'Rabbanan. Even Sfeika D'Raisa will turn into a Sfeika D'Rabbanan. Okay, now let's go back to Tosa. So let's see, in Tomar, Akata Ika Sfeik Sfeika. You have Sfeik Ba'ones, Sfeik Ba'Ratza. The Infant Silomar Ba'Ratzaon, Sfeik Ishihi Kitana, Upitu Ikitana Onesu, Kedarina Ba'Val Yavimto. So we have over here, Bechora, a classic Sfeik Sfeika. So what does Tosus answer? V'yeshlamar the shame ones chadu. Shame ones chadu.
Again, we have over here. I'll just use the reference because it's hard to see. We have over here ones and ratza, and here we're talking about the Bulgarian. So then this Ratzon really is Ratzon. But if we're talking about a Tana, then the assumption is that this Ratzon could be described as Ones. And so this is our space today. So it says, Shame Ones Chadu. How does that fit in? With which explanation is that fit in? Shame Ones Chadu. Let's take a few explanations. The first one was that this first suffix leaves us with an Isur D'Rabbanan. And then the second suffix moves us over into suffix D'Rabbanan Likula. That's the way the Sfeik Sveika works. So over here, what?
Right here, because once you have the first suffix, and it's one suffix, so it doesn't the same suffix doesn't mean anything.
Now, if you're working off of a secular makula, that's only if you have a second suffix. If you have no second suffix, shame on a skadu, you're back to our Easter Jabban. The way we have a suffix on a suffix or a suffix, it's also Jabban. And this is, there's no second suffix. It's just a figment of our imagination. There is no second suffix. Shame on a skadu. It's one suffix, suffix on a suffix or a suffix. However, if we take the other approach, that we have over here 50-50, and then when we break it down, right, then we're left with 75 on the side of that there, the 25 on the side of Esau. So the Chora, we've done a pretty good job. We had 50-50, and then this 50 over here is broken down into 25-25. So the bottom line is we have a row. So how does Shem on Eskadu help us in the world of Ro? And again, most Rishonim understand that's a bit of Ro. This is an approach that the Ra'ah says, the Rambam says, Tosfos is all passing to Sfeik D'Raisa, Luchumra Yidaraisa. It doesn't start off with this approach. It starts off that we have over here Sfeik D'Raisa, Luchumra. But because of Ro, Sfeik Sveika, we get to Kula. And what does Shem on Eskadu have to do with the Ro over here? Question number one. And now let's continue in Tosfos. Tosfos then continues, the Im Tomar, the Nukma Bacheskas Heter Lebala, the same question Tosfos asked in the previous Dibur Hamasio, Nukma Bacheskas Heter Lebala, the Yeshlomar, and over here we don't have the answer that we gave previously. In other words, that Adar Abba Islam Neymar Dahashta Nivala, because here we have no Nafkamina between Tachtav and Lo Tachtav. So we're only dealing on the level of Ones V'Ratzon.
V'yesh lomar, the unsa kova isloi, kedaminan b'Yerushalmi, unsa yesh lakol, v'hashta deleka kova, so then havilei rotzon ruba, umiut ones, v'ruba v'chazaka ruba adis. So we can do away with the chazaka because we have a rove. We have a rove on the side of Isur. But if we have a rove on the side of Isur, then how do we build our sveik sveika? The imtamar in kain the sveik sveika name te yaser. The safek ones kaman delesa dami. We have a principle of achar abim lahato. So lo nishar ela chad safek. Safek tachtavu behovo shayachu ukma v'cheskas heter kirpi rashti. So Mary, the high ruba diberatzon, eno rov gomur, ela havi midrabanon, hilkoch b'mokom tzveik tzveika shari, mokom chad tzveika, chashvei rabanon, ratzon l'gabi ones ruba. What in the world is Tosas talking about over here? What are these concepts that he's referring to, that on one hand we have that onsa kamando v'esadami, because it's a miyut, and on the other hand, even though it's kamando v'esadami, when we're dealing with the world of sveik tzveika, there, all of a sudden, it pops up again. And what's he talking over here about a rov gomor as opposed to a rov drabanon? What are these concepts of ruba d'orais and ruba drabanon? Was that there's a lot over here in Tosfos which is unclear. And this is, no matter how you learn sveik tzveika, whether you learn sveik tzveika, sveik drabanon l'kula, whether you learn sveik tzveika as rov, simply, what in the world is Tosfos talking about? So on the first part of Tosfos, the first yitomar, how does this fit in with the world of rov? And the second part of Tosfos, what over here, how do we understand the terminology of Tosfos? So I'd like to suggest something which is brought in the Akronim, but the Sifra mentions it, Rav Chaim mentioned it in his year as well. And just with one word of introduction, that is that even, in other words, to sort of posit that even if we say that sveik tzveika is built on rov, it's not the classic rov. Even if sveik tzveika is built on rov, the kol zod, it's not the usual rov. Or if you want to, that there are two forms of rov. There's a classic rov, and then there's a rov of sveik tzveika. What pushes one in that direction? Well, many of the sveikos that we have are found dafka in the world of Tumah v'Tahara. And we have a Mishnah in Taharos. It's Mishnah Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. It's a Mishnah which is quoted by the Rishonim all over the place. And the Mishnah says as follows. We know there's a difference between Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid and Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabin. Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tameh. Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabin. Safek Tumah Birshus HaYachid is Tameh. Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabin is Tahar. That's learned out from Sota, that the whole din of Sota is Birshus HaYachid, Stira, Kinei the Stira. And so only when you have a Safek Birshus HaYachid do you have a level of Tumah. Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabin is Tahar. Says the Mishnah, again, Vav Dalet, Kol she'ata yachol l'rabos sveikos, u'sveik sveikos, birshus hayachid tamei, birshus harabim tohar. And the Mishnah says, Ketzan gives all sorts of examples. Namely, that when we say safek tumah birshus hayachid is tamei, it's only if there's one safek. If there are two sveikos, 10 sveikos, 30 sveikos, the moment that we have birshus hayachid, the birshus is koveya. No matter how many sveikos you have, sveik sveika birshus hayachid is tamei. That the Mishnah is Koveya, black and white. And even though the Mishnah is Koveya, that black and white, we have Rishonim who say that if we have a Rov Birshus HaYachid, that's already Tahar. If we have a Rov Tahara Birshus HaYachid, that's already Tahar. That Shita is known as Shitas Tosfos. It's found in Tosfos in Chulin, the very, very beginning, those that were in Chulin, on the Beis and the Beis, the bottom line. Lesa Kaman the Mishalei. Af agav the Azara Rishus HaRabim hu, v'hayolanu l'tahir kan misafek, hay safek lo dami l'shar safek tumah Rishus HaRabim, ishum d'ro pomim lo yachol l'hizar miliga. Now it also says that these rules of Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim are only when you have a safek. But if we have a rov, we go after the rov. Here we go after the Rov, the Taher in the Rishus HaRabim. We also have going after, I mean, here we have a Rov, the Tameh, even though it's Rishus HaRabim. And we find a Tosfos in Sochim, and Aftesim at Aleph. Dibra Maskil. Dibra Maskil, the Imtim Salomar. So over there he has two Teirutsim. And the second Teirutz is Inami Emor Achalte Odit Mishar Svekos. The suffix called Rodihu Vakarov Levadai. And when we have a Karov Levadai, then even if we're talking about a Rishus Hayachid, the Karov Levadai that we have over here, Tahara, that the Tumah is not found, we can be Machriya the Kula. We can be Machriya. To the side of Tara, namely that Rove overrides Rishuyot, while Sveika doesn't override Rishuyot. We have a basic din. Safek Tuma Birshus HaYachid is Tamei, Safek Tuma Birshus HaRabim is Tahar. A Sveika, we say, Birshus HaYachid is Tamei, Birshus HaRabim is Tahar. A Rove, we'll say we'll go after the Rove. Even to say Tahara and Rishus HaYachid, even to say Tuma and Birshus HaRabim, but a Sveika is built on Rove. How can you distinguish? What's the difference really between Sveika and Rov? The difference, yeah?
By itself,
she's over an Easter of Yichud. No. But we're saying that when you have the kinyan v'stira, the stira is dafkan rishus harabim, rishus hayochid, not rishus harabim. That's a sugya in Yevamos called Eidei Kiyur. We'll come to it. Okay, it's a sugya in Yevamos in the Kafdalat Kafdei. Without a kinyan. Yeah. So what's the difference? The difference is really what we asked on the first side of the equation. We asked,
what would the Jews say shame on Eskad? The bottom line is we still have 75% and 25%, we're still gonna have a row. The answer is in the world of row, this is correct. Row is a din of statistics. Statistics means that if you have 50-50 that is something, 51-49, 89, 11, then we have a row. When we deal with statistics, you simply add up and you get to a row. That's the classic din of row. When we say Sveika is built on row, it doesn't mean we're dealing with statistics. Doesn't have that to work. Sveika is a din of, what's he called it, Echariot? The Sveika calls it study. Namely, that you have to see what are the row of possibilities. The role of possibilities. You're not talking over here about percentages, but rather possibilities. When we have a classic situation of a straight speaker, so you have Heter and Easter, and if it's Usser, maybe the calls of maybe it's Heter or maybe it's Easter. So over here, we have one possibility of Heter and one possibility of Easter. That's a subtle. However, when we add up the bottom line, we have two possibilities of Heter, and we have one possibility of Easter. That's the din of Sveik Sveiker, that we have more study of the Heter than we have the Easter. We have Heter, Easter. We have three options. Two of those three options are Heter, and one of them is Easter. That's called Sveik Sveiker. Then when we have this Sveiker, we have no kind of rope. If the rope of the possibilities are Heter, then we have this din of Achar Malahakos, not because it's 75-25, not because you're dealing with percentages, but rather options. The moment we're dealing with options, then if we say, shame, ones chayu, so how many options do I have? I have one option of ones, I have one option of raza, and I may still maintain myself with that one option of ones and one option of raza. So it's not a question that the ones is 75% and the raza is 25%. That's the din in row. Over here, we're dealing with the world of Sveik Sveika. In the world of Sveik Sveika, we have one and one. We don't have a Sveik Sveika. Only when you have two possibilities of Heter, the one possibility of Easter, then we say that we have a proper Sveik Sveika. So we're dealing with a row, but a row of a different nature.
So within the world of Rishuyot, within the world of Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid, we say that there we only look at statistics, we don't look at the Roman Pasidolonti, according to Tosos. So the statistical role will help. The realm of possibilities, that doesn't exist, that is overridden by the concept of Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Moving over to Aratosos, so the Imtomar, don't we have a Seik in terms of Pitui Kitana? So we have over here, Tosos sort of was asking the question, maybe Seik is built on this statistical row? And if it's built on the statistical row, then we have a row. Yes, Omar, no. Shem Ones Kadu. It's not built on a statistical row, but rather it's built on the realm of options, the realm of possibilities. It's studying. And if we have more study Hecha than we have study Iser, that's Sveik Sveika Lakula. When you have Shem Ones Kadu, so we have one side of Iser, one side of Hecha, that's considered to be a, there we don't have a proper Sveik Sveika. If we take that approach and we move it over to the next part of Tosfos, then it fits in very, very nicely. Namely what? That that if we want to view, we want to view this world of onus. How do we view onus? So Tosfos starts off by saying, V'imtomar nukma b'cheskas heter b'ba'ala. Maybe the cheskas heter will override the suffix. Maybe the cheskas heter will be makriya the suffix. Says no. We have over here a rove, and ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Namely, within the world of rove, rove over here is the statistical rove. Within the statistical rove, we view statistics, and then ratzon is the rove. Ones is the miut. Call it ratzon is 80%. And the onus is 20% because leka kola. So when you have 80% to 20%, that's a question of a rove. And ruba v'chazaka ruba adis. So that would knock off the chazaka. That's within the world of statistical rove. Within the world of statistical rove, then the fact that we could view an onus as a miyut, then we have this halacha of unsa kaman dubes adame. Command the lesser done, it means that the onus is overridden because it's a miut. However, we move over to the world of Sveik Sveika. In Sveik Sveika, we don't need a Sveik Hashakul. That's not what's important to us. We have to know, do we have a possibility? Do we have an option? Is there a tzad? Is there an efsharut? So even if onus is a miut, it's still a possibility, it's still an efsharut. And therefore, Tosa says, Yomari, that the makom sveik sveika shari, the makom chad sveika, then chashi rabbanan rasam lagabi ones ruba. If we're dealing in the world of rove, so in the world of rove, we take into account rove and miut, and then the ones is a miut. However, in the world of sveik sveika, who cares that the ones is a miut? We're not dealing over here with statistics. In the world of sveik sveika, we're dealing in the world of options. In the world of options, even if it's a miut, it's an option. And the moment you have an option, so you have two options, lehet there, you have one option with Yisr, that already creates a Sveik Sveika. That's A. But then what if we're talking over here about Rov Gomor and Rubat Rabbanon? So I'd like to suggest as follows, using a construct we already used previously, that perhaps what Tosis is telling us is that within the world of Rov, when the Torah says Acharev Lahatos, we pointed out that we have two forms of rove halachically. We have a rove with a miut she'ino matsui, and we have a rove with a miut hamatsui. So maybe we're also saying as follows. When you have a rove with a miut she'ino matsui, 95-5, 98-2, that's what Tosfos calls a rove gomor. That's a rove d'oraisa. On a d'oraisa plane, that rove gomor is considered to be a rove. What if we have a rove of 60-40, a rove with a miut hamatsui? So it says that's a rove d'rabbanan. That rove only works. That's not a rove gamur. That's a rove d'rabbanan. Mainat gamina between the miut hamatsui and the miut chein hamatsui. That means very simple. What about how do we view that miut in terms of the sveik sveika? When you have a rove gamur, when the miut is down to 2%. 3%. That's not even called an Efsharut. That's not even called a possibility. We'll see that later on. What does Tosfos say is really in that category, later on in Tosfos? That it doesn't even enter into the realm of possibility? Mukat Eitz. That's what Tosfos points out. That Mukat Eitz, if Isa, the Mukat Eitz, you have a Toenet, the Ein Genai Bekach, come up B.S. Ones. When we devotan, our Ein Reis Tapek Bekach. We don't bring something into the world to say Sveika unless it's a meaningful possibility. So when you have a Rov Gomor, when you're dealing with a Miyachain on Matsui, then not only is it command the less in the world of Rov, it's also command the less in the world of Sveika. But here if we're talking about a Rov Drabanan, I supposed to point out, this isn't a Rov Doraisa, this is a Rov Drabanan. Rov Drabanan means that it's a Miyut, correct, but it's a Miyut HaMatsui. It's already 80-20, it's 70-30. So in the world of Rov, even if it's a miut, hamatsui, midrabanan, we go after rov. However, the world of sveik sveika, that already can be raised as an option. That already can be raised as a possibility. So Tosa says, in Achinami, we go after rov, even a rov of 51%. But the question is that a rov d'oraisa or a rov d'rabanan? If we're talking, what? I'm not differentiating. Tosas is differentiating. Tosas says we have a concept of a rove gomor, and we have it, and it makes sense off his svara, that the Torah told you to go after the rove when you're dealing with a rove, which is karav levadai. A rove, which is karav levadai. The Torah says, karav levadai is kavadai. But if you're dealing with 60-40, that's, so there, Rabbanan told you, what are you going to do? In other words, you have to do something. So Rabbanan said, you have the right to be machriya according to the rove. That's something that I don't know. No, it's not. Tosfos doesn't give us percentages as to whether how do we view 80-20, how do we view 90-10, etc. But the concept is a concept, and we pointed out already the difference. These two roles differ not only in the world of sveik sveika, but also differ as to whether we're dealing with a birur or whether we're dealing with a hachra. Namely, that nida araisa acharav lahatos. When you're dealing with the miyut shein on matsui, this was the Ramban and Chulin, that's a birur. That even if you could be mavarer, there's no point of your being mavarer because we know it to be true. Kar of levadai is considered to be vadai. That's the din d'araisa. Kamadulam tells us and says, but if we have 60-40, in Achem we're going to go after rov. We're going to go after rov. But that's drabanan. Once it's a rov drabanan, we'll call that a hakra'ah. A hakra'ah means fine. If you have no option, but you have to know how to behave, so be machriya. But if you can check it out, check it out. Namely, that the same construct that we gave earlier when we dealt with rov in terms of, so we dealt with Rubadisa, come on, Rubadalesa, come on. I think we dealt with it this year, no? Some context, no? This last year? This year? Spoke about it this year. Then we spoke to Nafkaminas, where should you be Mavarer, should you not be Mavarer? Over here, what Tosis appears to be doing, again, I'm not being nishvat, this is what Tosis means, but I'm trying to understand. Tosis deals with two forms of rov. He deals with a rov d'oraisa and a rov d'rabanan, and he says that on the level of the rov d'oraisa, then the suffix would be command alessa totally, and wouldn't even help us to build a sveik sveika. On the level of a rov d'rabanan, even though the suffix is command alessa, the whole does. It helps us in terms of a sveik sveika. So if we will say rov d'oraisa means, as Tosfos points out, a rov gomor, and a rov d'rabanan would be a rov sheino gomor, and use our terminology, this is a rov with a miyut sheino matsui, this is a rov with a miyut hamatsui, then it fits very beautifully into the construct of sveik sveika. Sveik sveika is not a question of statistics, sveik sveika is a question of possibilities. But as to whether this is viewed as a possibility, that depends. If it's a miyut sheino matsui, it's not even a possibility. If it's a miyut hamatsui, it's still overridden in the world of statistics. It's overridden in the world of rov, but it's not overridden in the world of sveik sveika. The world of sveik sveika, it still stands as a possibility. So we have then, according to Tosfos, three forms of sveikos. You have a sveik hashakul, a 50-50 sveik. That's a classic sveik, right? That's a sveik which is a sveik d'oraisa. There's no rov over there. It's a sveik hashakul. Then you have a situation where you have a sveik she'eino shakul, what we call the miyut ha-matsui. That's ones ratzon. Right? At that, on the level of rov, we have the rov is on the ratzon, and the miyut is ones. So in the world of rov, we would say over there, l'chora midrabanan acharav lahatos. But over there, we have a sveik sveika. Because the moment that the moment we can build this fake Seika. We can build this fake Seika because Onus is still on the board, it's still in the picture. It's a Miyad Hamatsui. So Inakanani is overridden by Rose Midrabanan, but B'chol Zot, it's still in the picture in terms of building a fake Seika. And then you have a situation where there's no latest Hasafik at all. That's the case of Mukas Eitz, namely that the Rove is such that it's Miyad Sheino Matsui. The Miyad Sheino Matsui is overridden by the Rove Gomer Midoraisa. And it's not even considered to be a possibility in terms of building a safe staker. So Tosas deals with all three situations. In the case of Shem Onas Chadhu, we go back to the Safek Hashokul, we go back to the world of where we can't even build the safe staker because we only have two possibilities. We have then the world of Ones and Ratzon, where you have the rove, but the holes that we still have a seik seika, and you have mukas eitz, where you have a rove d'oraisa, and therefore no option of seik seika in listatik v'kach. Okay, so what I have introduced into Tosfos, and I admit I looked I didn't look everywhere, but I looked for someone who would say what I'm saying, and I couldn't find it. But I think that could be shot in Tosfos. Omeri, the high ruba the barasol eno rove gomor. It's not a ruba with a miyach eno matzui, which would be doraisa. Ela have midrabanan, which means that it's a miyach hamatzui. Hilkoch the makom sfeik sfeika shari, because it's still a possibility. 40% is still a possibility. However, makom chad sfeika, when there's no sfeik sfeika, then kashrei rabanan rosha megabe ones ruba. That even though it's not 99-1, it's 60-40, midrabanan is considered to be rove. Now we find that such an option of a rove, which is a machria, not a mevarer, that on one hand it's a rove, but since it's only a rove drabana, since it's only a machria, Rav Yochanan says ein sarfen alav tashuma, that it's not a vados, it's a hachra, and therefore since it's a hachra, namely the suffix basically remains, we behave towards it as though it's tamei. However, in Sofran Allah is Hatruma, not to that degree of Ados, yes?
In that isn't
the phrase Miyat Kaman Belesa is used by Tosus as well. But I understand in Tosus when he says, he also called over here Ones Kaman Belesa. I understand Kaman Belesa simply is telling us, Acharev Mlahatos. Acharev Mlahatos. You have the right to behave in terms of Hachra, where Machriya, that we view, would view it on the realm, in the world of Rust, in the world of Rosh, as Acharev Mlahatos. Yeah, it would be nice if Tosfos wanted to use the phrase Kaman Belesa. I mean, Kaman Belesa, he uses that on the see, later on he uses Endless Tafik Pekach. Endless Tafik Pekach appears to be even going lower than Kaman Belesa. That Ones is Kaman Belesa, but it's still considered to be part of a Sfeik Sfeika. Endless Tafik Pekach, that's what we would call Kaman Belesa. Or is that the, that's when you have no Leda Sasafik. Okay, so what we're doing is that even though the first part of Tosfos that at first appeared to be working out very nicely with Seika Dibana Lakula and not working at all within a rove, once we redefine Seika as being a rove of Efshariot, then the ratio of Tosfos could be that rove of Efshariot, and then the Emtsiusa and the Seifa of Tosfos will also be working within that concept of the world of Efshariot, and the world of Efshariot and the world of rove don't always go hand in hand. Rove is statistics. Efshariot go on a different track than statistics. Sometimes you can have the rove of statistics and not have a sveik sveika, and sometimes the other way around, that the rove of statistics will take you in one direction and the sveik sveika will pull you in the opposite direction. The other way around. It's the fact that she is not to'enet ones is not a strike against her. In other words, by the case of Mukas Ace, if it's true, why did she just tell us? She fell off of a bicycle when she was 3 years old, the Gamarna. Right? But in terms of the ones, the fact that she's not to'enet ones is not considered to be a strike against her. Right. No. This is not a strike against it. Okay, that's what we have over here then in terms of Sveik Seika, a regular achas within Tosos. The Gemara then continues. Yeah.
So then just a small point here. So over here it seems according to Tosos that we're going after the rove as opposed to the Chazaka, and it's not mitam sabi derais lechumra, but mitam azin basaruba.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like meaning by Asia's calling, they would say the Chazakas cross each other out and sabi derais lechumra over here. And if you make a mara, all you see is a sabi gachad, but you don't know if that's where mitam rove or mitam sabi.
Nakhon. Okay. Gemara then continues, Umi Amar Rav Elazar Hachi. Umi Amar Rav Elazar Hachi. Did Rav Elazar really hold that we can create an Isur Labaal based on a Taina Pesach Pasuach, that we can really, via a Taina Pesach Pasuach, we can create an Isur Labaal that will define this woman as a Zona based on a Taina. Is that really true? That's Soser itself. Yisra Maisa Shahaya the Kinnah Vistira Havei the Od Niyasrua Ela Lokasha Hachikama Ein Isha Neseres Al Bala Ela Al Iske Kinnah Vistira Mima Ase Shahaya the Lohavei Kinnah Vistira Velo Itzera Mikol Makom Kasha Kinnah Vistira In Pesach Pasuach Lo. That the Gemara has a Hava Mina that maybe you require Dafka Kinoi Vestira in order to create Nisr of Eishas Ish as opposed to a Taina of Pesach Pasuach. The Gemara then asks, Ulatameach Kinoi Vestira in Eidim Lo? El Achikamar. Ein Isha Neseres Al Ba'ala Ve'ed Echad Ela Vishnei Eidim. The Kinoi Vestira Afilu Ve'ed Echad Name. Pesach Pasuach Kishnei Eidim Dame. So over here, what was the Hava Mina of the Gemara and what is the Maskana of the Gemara? That lechora is a machlokes rishonim. If you look in Tosfos, this is the Tosfos we saw at the beginning of the year. Umi amar Rav Elazar hachi amar Rav Elazar. So Tosfos was first bothered by the problem of shavia anashay. The yeshlomar the sira leila makshan the ein davar she be'erva pachos mishnayim va'afilu ra'a adam she zimsa ishto. The Hilkach, okay, and then in terms of Shavya Nafshe, that's not a problem because we'll just toss an Eidim into the case of Kidashtir. Kidashtir the Eidim. However, Avalah Hodam or Avalazar, the Naaman below Eidim, Lomar the Masapesa Pasuah Parak Shafir. What over here is going on? So we pointed out that classically, we have two forms of Eidim. We have Eidei Kiyum and we have Eidei Birur. Eidei Kiyum means that even if I know something to be true, if a husband and wife come and they're both Mode, that the husband was Mekadesh the wife in a secluded area, I know it to be true. In other words, the husband is Naaman, the wife is Naaman, v'chule, Nemenes. However, ein davar she'be'erva papos mishnayim, you can't create kedushin without eidei kiyum. Kedushin requires eidim. That defines those eidim or eidei kiyum, not just eidei birur. To create the world of kedushin, I require eidim. However, normally I would say that's in terms of creating kedushin. But once I have an eishes ish, and I want to know was this eishes ish nizana, then lechora all I require to call a woman nizana is eidei birur. I just have to know it. I don't know it, but the fact that whether there are two Eidim there or not, I need a Birur, which is a strong Birur. What could be a strong Birur? So, Ra, Adam, Shazim, Saishto, right, that would be a very, very strong Birur. It wouldn't be enough of a Birur in order to give her a Skila. For that, maybe you require two Eidim, but certainly enough of a Birur to create an Issa. So, normally, we would distinguish that in terms of creating a chefza of nisuin, in terms of creating an eishes ish, they require eidei kiyum. However, in terms of iser, we pointed out shavi anafshe chaticha d'isur, I can create iser even with my own knowledge by saying that I know that this to be true. So, havamina the gemara is maybe no, maybe just like the creation of Kiddushin, creating Eishes Ish, to create the heter of Eishes Ish, that requires two Eidim. So also Znut, to create the Iser of Isha al-Bala, also requires two Eidikiyum. That's the Havamim of the Gemara. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan can do without Eidim. According to that approach, what is the phrase Shavia Nash? What is the phrase Pesach Pesuach Kishnei Eidim Dominin in the Maskan of the Gemara? Pesach Pesuach Kishnei Eidim Dominin. That's like Eidim Birur. In other words, we don't need over here Eidim Kiyum. We don't need Eidim. We need a Birur. Eidim is a Birur. Pesach Pesuach is a Birur parallel to two Eidim. But it's not a track of Eidus. We're not saying over here that Pesach Pesuach is Eidus. What we're saying is the Havamina was that you required Eidus. And certainly Pesach Pesuach is not Eidus. Kamash Malan, they don't require Eidus. You require a Birur. Pesach Pesuach is a Birur on the level of two Eidim, as we discussed last time, in terms of how far does Pesach Pesuach go? How far does Shavi Anashe go? Would we even give Malkos and Shavi Anashe? May distinguish between Malkos and between Misa, Vechule. But we have this concept of Pesach Pesuach being a Birur Kishnei Eidim. You're correct. When I spoke about Kedushin, I meant also Gitin. In other words, like, to create the Heter Isha Gaba'ala, to create the Heter Isha Ga'olam, that requires Edekiyum. You require Edekiyum on the level of Kedushin. You require Edekiyum on the level of Gitin. The Edekiyum, who are these Edekiyum? Are they the Edei Chasima? Or are they the Edei Nasira? That's a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar in Gitin. But you... But in terms over here of creating an Easter of Isha Babala, the Shame Zona, the Znut, the Chora, in other words, the Halamin of the Gemara was maybe this also requires Eide Kiyum. And that's who Miyam Rav Elazar Hafi, maybe Rav Elazar requires Eide Kiyum. The Gemara says, no, the Rav Elazar doesn't require Eide Kiyum. All Rav Elazar requires is Birur, and Birur is either two Eidim, Kinev Estira plus one Eid, or Pesach Pasuach. We have three forms of Birur, not of Eide Kiyum. The Havamina was, maybe you acquire Dafka Eide Kiyum? I'm sorry, Kamash Kalanda.
Last the wounds were derived from the Hilchos Sanhedrin. That over there was Eid Echad, was Yuchsach, the Issers. So why, in other words, if we're comparing it to that, so why do we need, why does it doesn't have to even be, Kislev doesn't have to be, Shavir, Mashtizir doesn't have to be Kishneid, and could be Eid Echad, even to create Malchus.
According to the Rambam. And I was asking a question on the Rambam on this Gemara. Why according to the Rambam, does this Gemara say Pesach Pesuach Kishneidim would even be enough if Buddha said Pesach Pesuach Keid Echad in terms of creating Malkos? That's a good question. It's a question on the Rambam. It's not a question on the Gemara. Okay, then we said the question over here, you have a kuf adimyon. So we're saying over here the kuf doesn't mean that the kit that you require dafka, you didn't require it to be birur. And birur on the level of tuedim, but what Hill was pointing out is that the nice yitachin that we can do even with less than tuedim in terms of creating an easer. Fine. However, there is another approach, and here I'd like to send you to a rush in Yevamos. The rush in Yevamos is in Siman Chet. The rush quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, Simon Chet in Perek. Perek Beis Simon Chet. On the sugya of Daf Kafdal and Amad Beis through Kafhei Amad Aleph, where the Gemara over there deals with what appears to be circumstantial evidence. where you have a husband who comes home and he sees Rochel Yoseh, he sees a man leaving his home, the Isha Chogeret Sinar, and he sees his wife getting dressed, and when he puts one and one together, it comes out to what we call a very uncomfortable situation of Eide Kiur, namely that it appears we have over here a problem of Znut, a smoking gun. And the question is, how do we view those Eidik here? So the reason I didn't send you to Meiram Rutenberg, because he compares that to our sugya. He compares that he quotes our Gemara of Pesach Pasuch Kishnei Eidim Dami, and wants to make a comparison between the two sugyos. So to understand the Meiram Rutenberg, I mean, first we see this Gemara, and second, I mean, you could look a bit at the Gemara, but you should be able to figure it out most of it from the Rush itself, but it's not. You can look back at the Gemara that comes out in the days in Yevamos, and then compare that to a Gemara that is a bit more familiar, and that's the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Samachay Amad Aleph. The Gemara. Towards the bottom of Samachay Amad Aleph, seven lines from Eisvei Hamagareshis Ishto, and just continue over to the top of Samachay Amad Beis, about another four lines, where we have the concept of Hein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Bia. And then, just to contrast the Maharam in Rutenberg and the Gemara in Kedushin, on one hand, with two Rambams. One Rambam is Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perakuf Dalet Halacha Aleph, and the other is the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, Perak Yud Gimel Halacha Kaf Tes. Basically, the question is, how much do Edim actually have to see in order to be considered Edim? And is there a track which is an alternative track to Edim? Over here, the Pesach Pasuach Kishnei Edim Dame, the Kaf HaDimyon raises these two options. So what we spoke about today within Tosfos was the Hava Minah is that you require Edim Kiyum. Kamashma, you don't require Edim at all. Now we have an alternate track of Edim to Edim, we'll call Birur, and Birur could be Diyas Habal, Birur could be other Birurim as well, Chazaka could be a Birur. We have Birurim aside from Edim. But the question is, couldn't we have a track of Edim which is not what we would call head-on Edim, which is not direct Edim? So that's the Maharam and the Gemara in Kedushin, and contrast that with the Rambam in Sanhedrin and the Rambam in Gerushin. That's A. B, just to complete over here the Amud, the Rashi over here, the Gemara says, Neima Lo Asruha, by David and Batsheva, move over to the Maisa Shahaya. So Rashi over here has a short statement. Tosas on the bottom of the Amud disagrees with Rashi's statement. See over here the Tosas Harash as well. That's one Peiros of the Gemara in terms of Ones Havei, and then the Gemara moves over into Kolha Yotzei L'Machemes Beis David. So see over here, of course, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Gemara B'Mitziya Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. See the Gemara over there, and Tosfos over there as well. And that takes us down to the world of Ksuva. Okay, so the question that was raised in terms of Pesach Pasuach, whether we have Ne'amonus on the Ksuva as well. So here, it would say to do as follows. To learn the Gemara and Rashi over up to where it says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Ksuvas Isha Min HaTorah, up to there, up to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and within Tosfos, to learn the Tosfos Ila Mesev Laksuva, where we will Ila Mesev Laksuva. I don't think we'll get beyond that next time. Okay, and to be mdaik in Rashi, how Rashi compares the statement of Amar Abulazar Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Neman La'otzralav, to the Gemara over here of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, to the Gemara on top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rashi learns in one direction, and compare that to the way the other Rishonim learn, Al Atar. They all understand very, very differently than Rashi. Okay. But within the Eon, I don't think we'll get probably up to the end of Tosfos Divrei Maskil Eon. Okay, that will be in Itzchem Yom Rishon. Okay.
Isn't that a portion of the vowel, say, love your vowel?